there are those who challenge the idea of social language being undemanding, that social situations where we're talking with others are cognitively undemanding. I think rightfully so, that some social situations are actually very challenging and can be cognitively demanding when students don't have the pragmatic skills they need in order to make sense of social cues. So I think we have to be careful not to think of all social language as being cognitively undemanding and academic conversations or language being cognitively demanding. That would be too simplistic of a way to think about it. Some social language situations, you can imagine a meeting or a situation where you're sitting around a table with a group of people grappling with a difficult problem where the social cues that you pick up on are actually very important for enabling you to participate and make sense of the conversation. And you actually have to use higher level thinking skills. It's not just a matter of distinguishing between what Cummins refers to as BICS, or basic interpersonal communication skills, which he would consider a little easier to acquire, or CALP, what we call cognitive academic language proficiency, which is more demanding. Really, both can be.